not like far leftist, but still just
right.
You can tell.
We made it back. So, who was I was trying to think? Well, you know, back to the Oscars real quick. I actually saw Tyler Perry, his speech, because he got the humanitarian award.
Okay.
Which was actually great. You know, actually.
Wait, you saw him live?
Yeah, I didn't see it live, but I did see the recording of it. And,
I got you.
You know, and it was spot on, you know. He's basically telling, my mother didn't teach me how to hate. You know, so to get a chance to check out Tyler Perry's acceptance speech for the humanitarian award, it's spot on. You know, he goes, I'm not going to hate cops. I'm not going to hate a white person. I'm not going to hate a Latino. I'm not going to hate that. I don't hate, you know.
That's idiotic. They've already proven that it's not a sustainable viewpoint. So if it's not a sustainable viewpoint in one direction, it's not a sustainable viewpoint in any direction, really.
Right.
So you can't do the opposite and go, now we're in charge and we get to be the ones
who
you're just creating your own version of the same thing, trying to relive the experience, only now, you know, I'm the oppressor instead of the victim. Like, well, then now you're an oppressor. Now you're no better than the thing that you claim to hate.
I know I've said it before. It's like the Democrats will use the police.
Oh yeah.
They will use it to its fullest extent.
I saw it during all the rioting when it's like if somebody, you know, starts fighting back and as soon as they start losing, what's the first fucking thing they do? Call the police.
Call the police. Get them over here.
He hit me. And it's like you guys were fucking throwing shit at him, poking him. Somebody came up and fucking hit him and he hit one person back and hit another person. You're in a fucking crowd. You look like you want to fight. You think you do. Until you actually get hit in the face.
Right.
And then maybe you don't want to fight. And then your first inkling is to like hit, you know, the call mommy button.
Right.
Oh, they hit me. And I was
call the police.
Here.
Where's the police?
Oh, I have a victim complex. And, I'm just
this, white, this white supremacist is beating on me.
Yeah.
I know he's black, but.
Went from.
He said he voted for Trump, so that makes him a white supremacist.
Yeah, exactly. All you have to do if you don't find the result that you're looking for is just widen the swath of what you're talking about.
Joe did say that, you know, the biggest domestic threat is the radical right white supremacist movement going on in America right now.
Yeah. Well, it was ever since that the tiki torch fuck shit, the alt-right, you know, then came out, and they were pretty well quashed immediately because it's obviously a stupid fucking viewpoint to take.
Right.
And so again, not sustainable, not the same thing I feel with the far left, the same thing I feel with those motherfuckers. Like,
right.
And the right actually condemned that part of, you know, it's like, hey, these guys claim to be with us, not a thing. So, like, we don't want them around.
They're not with us.
And they went back into 4chan or 8chan or fucking however many chans, Jackie Chan.
That it takes.
He's a nice guy. He's not going to get involved in that stuff.
Whatever it takes to spread your conspiracy.
But anyway, so what is it about the right that can call out their side that the left can't do that with these, you know, just really
Antifas
destructive
and
people?
Antifas and Black Lives Matter and they don't
anything,
do anything good for the community.
No.
But then they praise, you know, the FBI when they go raid Mayor, you know, when they go raid Giuliani's fucking place.
Oh.
Like, see? I'm like, you're the people who hate the police.
Yeah.
You know, why are you supporting them?
Like you said, it's, you know, what they obviously will use the police to their advantage.
Yeah.
They're not anti-authority. They're just anti-authority if it's against what their idea is,
exactly.
What their ideals are.
Yeah. Exactly.
This woke religion that they're following. If it's against that, then you're the oppressor. And they'll use, you know, if they gain control of something, like, because everything is really compartmentalized, like a portion of the FBI.
Yeah.
Then they're absolutely going to use that.
Right.
Or you can do whatever woke CIA ad you want to put out. Like, I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking stupid.
But, you know, I grew up in a time when, you know, like, you know, the FBI was like the most, you know, trusted law enforcement agency in the nation. Well, you know, they do is, you know,
everything and figure out what the truth is.
That was their job. You know, J. Edgar, who he was a bit of an oddball, as we found out later, yes, after he died.
Correct.
but, you know, he ran his department tight and had a lot of dirt on people. You know, he definitely used the FBI to his advantage. You know, you get information.
But I mean, that's, you know, I say that not being a fan of the lack of, you know, all the privacy shit that's happened, everything,
right,
the, you know, bulk collection of data, why Snowden's still in Russia,
right,
why we just kind of let that pass. And, you know, same thing with Snowden, Epstein, Vegas shooter, all these, like, these big events that happening, and all people, like, just going to colleges and yelling at people going to speak, transphobic piece of shit, I'm a fucking idiot. And it's they're always off on the wrong trail that somebody, right, seems to lead them on.
Right. Yeah. Or are they just, well, they're just followers, you know, they're the sheep of the world who just like, I'm getting behind this because, you know, it's wrong and we're going to make things better no matter what it takes.
Yeah.
And the police are bad.
Yeah.
And everybody hates black people.
As Michael Malice would put it, they're ballast. Like, there's nothing but ballast. If this was, if we were in the Middle East, they'd be jihadis. Like,
yeah.
If this was the witch trials, they'd be the ones burning witches.
Like, yeah, exactly.
If whatever the movement wants to follow, they would follow along with it.
Right, exactly. They're totally...
But that's a portion of it. So the people who want to have arguments and maybe are misguided or, you know, have their ideas that haven't been fleshed out in reality.
Right.
That's not to say that you're the same as these mindless husks of people. It's just, this is the popular movement. So you're going to gather those people. The same thing happened, you know, if you reverse back in time a while when the society was more religious, there were some pious morons who didn't really,
right,
weren't really necessarily religious, but they'll just quote the text, you know, take, right, things literally, and just, you're just going to do things because this other people, you know, these other people do things. And that was what they, so you doing the same thing is only doing it right according to yourself,
right,
is not accurate, not,
right,
not legitimate.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I'm trying to think of some other things Joe May said. I don't know. Joe's an idiot. I'm sorry. I just, every time I look at him, I'm like, oh God, oh boy, here we go. What retarded shit is he going to say today? You know, democracy. That's how we're going to get democracy back. America's great. Well, we do things together as long as we do it the way I tell you to do it.
It's weird because he still kind of talks like he's not the one in charge of everything.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, I'm just here.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah,
to watch. I usually don't like the 4-panel like debates because it just gets really incoherent and it turns into like people yelling at each other,
right,
which kind of did, but Elijah Schaefer did a pretty good, like, 4-panel interview. There was like a libertarian socialist, which is a term I haven't heard until very recently.
Doesn't make any sense.
But, you know, he could make a coherent argument. So that was fine for him. There was a centrist that is just your typical liberal. So I don't know where that term comes from. I had that Officer Tatum guy, and dude, I've honestly never heard of it, a Republican, a conservative. So they brought up some good stuff, and they actually had a, you know, it got a little incoherent at times, but overall it was a pretty productive conversation. I feel like most of them brought up some pretty good points, but I was just, it made me think about kind of my own idea about a lot of it. It's the whole premise of the argument, because it had to do with, you know, they're talking about George Floyd, and they're talking about it's kind of this systematic racism. The argument was about kind of poor education due to income inequality and systematic racism. So that was kind of the premise of when they talked about a few things, but that was the one that really caught my attention anyway. They,
right,
talked about redlining, kind of the inability for black people to purchase homes or get financial lending.
Well, that they're cutting menthol cigarettes now too, so.
Yeah.
You really want, you know. I guess if you really wanted to piss off the black community, you know, take the Newports away.
Well, they're going to do the Land O'Lakes thing. They're just going to call it racist. Then they're going to have to call Newports something else. Yeah. And they're
it's
so silly because it doesn't change to like, they're fucking cigarettes. So it's like,
how am I not going to get a white out, a roll of blunt with?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a peach white out, a roll of blunt. Taking my Newports and Cools away.
I mean, it's...
Who's putting their Cools out on my rugs?
Somebody who smoked some Cools for a short amount of time.
Smoked some Newports. I smoked some menthols.
It's not the highest quality, but it's a lot of menthol.
It is.
And that covers up the low quality of the tobacco. And it just sort of balances out. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. They're cheap. What are you going to do?
The old Marlboro Greens.
Oh, no. Those were... Yeah, I feel like I had some sort of moss growing on the inside of my lungs after smoking those.
I was like, I'm probably hurt.
But no, so kind of what I got is the proposed solutions, because I just want to hear what their fucking solutions might be
right.
to some of these issues. We can agree on the same problems that we want people to be more successful. We want people to have some purpose in their lives and be individuals at the same time, as well as having the same collective end goal of not fucking any of that up.
Right.
So their proposed solutions are, there's too low of tax revenue in low income areas. So taking money from a larger area, like if you live in a city like Nashville, funding other places, you know, in the surrounding area that are low income, low performing schools, free public transportation, because the cost of public transportation prevents people from going. I honestly don't know if they were talking about busing or like school buses, both of which at this point are basically
free. I'm pretty sure it's public transportation. You're saying public transportation. Well, I mean it's pretty cheap to ride. I mean, in Nashville, I mean, they have the circuit bus that you can ride for free around downtown.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going, of course, away, you're going to pay, you know,
exactly.
But it's not expensive. I don't think it's like overly expensive to get a bus pass to ride wherever you want to go.
It's virtually free.
I'm just saying.
And the last one I heard was a direct payout, some form of reparations.
I don't think that's going to solve anything, because, you know, people are just going to expect more. You know, it's like, look at stimulus checks that have happened since coronavirus. You know, everybody's like, oh, okay, we need more. We need more. We need more.
Isn't there another? I saw something. It's hard to tell if it's true or not. It's
like something's
floating around. But there's another round of stimulus checks coming out. I don't know if there is.
I heard maybe. I don't know. It's still kind of up in the air. But I'm tired. It's okay. You know, I mean, I'm going to have to pay that shit back. You know, we're in debt $80,000 a person. To the federal government, to ourselves.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, personal.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's more than that, I believe. I have to.
So, I mean,
it's not a small amount.
Yeah. So, but in turn, you know, like with inflation, like I think, you know, like with the raising of gas and food prices, well, there's tax revenue inside of that. Yeah. So, you know, if your gas prices are higher in the gas tax, you're going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. That's how you solve the economic problems. You keep raising prices until nobody can afford anything, and tax the shit out of it, and then there's no more inflation because everybody's broke.
But you see, then you've solved inequality, because everybody's broke as shit.
Right, and now everybody has equity.
No, not quite. That would be a very extreme scenario, but goddamn it, if you don't put any speed limits on things, could be what happened. But anyway.
What were some of the other solutions they had for this?
Well, for this particular argument, that's all I could pick out. A lot of it was, you know, anecdotal, more so, unfortunately, on the right side than the left side. There's a little too much anecdotes coming from the conservative argument than the left argument, but both were used. But that was the only actual solutions that I heard proposed. So I guess my first thought is you can acknowledge that racism existed in a larger facet.
Right.
But if you don't, you know, propose a solution to that, which, I mean, they have a few proposed solutions, but I think they're pretty superficial. If you don't propose a solution to anything, you just tell everybody everything's because of systematic racism and the way society is built, it just leads to more bitter nihilism, which we've witnessed cause destruction in the form of physical violence or just general vitriol on fucking Twitter.
Right.
So I guess they're, you know, the solution to, because it's all like everybody wants their kids to be better educated, right? That was the main argument behind it, is that a lot of this, you know, violence that we see, whether it be, you know, black on black crime or violence with the police, stuff like that, comes from like poor education, which I think there is a huge amount of truth to that. And like, if you don't teach your kids shit, all they're going to do is what everybody else is doing around the neighborhood. And the next thing you know, it's you're fucking doing some horrible shit.
As parents, you are there to teach
parents
your kids.
Are partially responsible as
you
well.
You are there to teach your kids morals and but the difference between right and wrong.
Parents are definitely responsible as well, but I'll acknowledge that some parents are going to be shitty. So if you're going to have a school system, you at least need to educate kids. So maybe if they're in a shitty situation, they can get out of it when they get old enough.
Yeah. You know, I really believe that sometimes, you know, that, you know, we should reform the public school system.
I thought about that as well, and I'll get to why that specifically. I don't think that'll work, but this is not my idea, but an idea from a libertarian, you know, standpoint, that this is the best one that I've heard. So let's take the amount of year per student that we spend on education, right?
Right.
It's somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000 a year. It's not a small amount, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The whole thing is like we spend more on education per student than like, you know, Sweden or Switzerland. There's one of the other egalitarian fucking countries that the left likes to promote.
Right.
So it, you know, we spend more per student on there, and the education's worse. I'm like, okay, I agree. I agree that it is.
And it's not.
So what we can do.
So we're spending money on an inferior product.
Basically,
we're paying premium for a low grade product.
Yeah, you got the Chinese version. It's the shit version. It's falling apart.
Yeah,
but no. What you can do is you can take that, let's say $30,000 a year, instead of funding the school, fund the student. So let's say that if you have a child and you're getting ready to put them in some sort of school, and you have a choice between public schools, private schools, and charter schools, that rather than just being like, well, public school is free, charter school might be affordable if I live in the right zip code, and private school is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having to pick, you know, just based off of like, well, public school is paid for, what if you got that $30,000 a year for that student to spend on education?
Right.
Then you can choose exactly what school that kid goes to.
Right.
So if you don't want to send your kid to the, you know, to the shitty fucking school that you're in, which I've done volunteer work in Newport News and working with elementary school kids in basically the area that a lot of people wouldn't go. And you have to see, like, you know, these are just normal kids, like everything like that, but they're in the middle of this really shitty fucking situation. And it's like, man, throwing money at this problem isn't going to fucking fix
it. Isn't
going
to fix it.
So you fund the student, and you can choose where to send your fucking kid.
I think that's kind of like what Switzerland does. I think Switzerland or Sweden, one of the two, and they privatize, you know, the their public education basically, and made schools compete.
Yes, because that's for like the thing. Getting it becomes merit based, right?
Right, it becomes merit based, and they wanted that money.
Yeah,
you know, then they wanted the best students inside of their schools,
and they're a little bit better educated.
And they're a little bit better educated too. I mean,
because the numbers, they're. I'm not arguing with the numbers. Like, yes, we're behind in education. We spend more money doing it.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, even you know, if you talk about the Japanese, and you know, their focus on education, which is almost
they
tyrannical.
Don't have a good work life balance. Yeah. There's a lot of very depressed people.
There's a very lot of depressed people, but
which is sad. It's horrible. But they have a different mentality when it comes to achievements. You know, there's not a whole lot of personal happiness. It's all about profession.
Profession and your public persona.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And so, the respect you gain.
But we'll see. It seems like the younger generation isn't as for, you know, just being.
Yeah, going to cram school.
Exactly. Are you doctor yet?
You doctor yet? No. You're a disgrace to family. Go kill yourself now. Here is Grandpa's sword, the one he killed himself with.
Now go slide around in AE-86. Car reference. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's kind of the idea. It becomes more merit-based.
Right.
You know, and these failing schools, you know, failing schools,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be solved just by giving them more money. They're going to waste it all.
They're going to waste it. Yeah. They're not going
to. I'll get back to this a second because we've already addressed the public transportation part of it. It's basically free as it is. And okay, let's say you make public transportation free. That's only going to affect people in heavily urban areas.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if he's referring to fucking school buses, since that's included in public school funding. I don't know. But if so, fine. Keep the buses running on the tax dollar because that cost is at least somewhat consistent. Give it a wider coverage area since some excessively underperforming schools will close. And I know like people's response to this might be that that's cruel, but you need to question your motivations for finding a fucking solution. Do you want to solve the problem or just alleviate the negative effects of an issue? Or do you just want to appear to be kind or agreeable? It's like the issue's not just the students, but it's the faculty too. And right. You can restructure the schools. You're saying like, okay, let's restructure the schools. You can make teachers reapply. But if the administration is the issue, like the higher up people, which is sometimes, the case, it solves nothing. So you get administrators with poor financial prioritization, which is the reason we increase our tax dollars going to school and they build a new gymnasium and teachers still have to buy pencils for the class.
Right.
These people need to be allowed to fail so new ones can emerge. Like that's what you get when you fund the student. They can choose where to go. They're not going to go to the shitty schools. And yes, people are going to lose their jobs. And you know what? Maybe a little bit rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, if I do a shitty job, you know what happens? I lose my job.
Do you want to find a solution or do you just want to appear nice?
That's all I'm saying. I mean, my job is based on performance.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
I think any job is based on performance.
Because I know that's kind of an argument too. And they do the same thing with the police. Well, we just need to restructure how it works. So how are you going to restructure? If the higher up administration is a problem, are you going to make all the officers reapply or all the teachers reapply and leave the administration? Or are you going to fire everybody and make everybody restart? Which if you're going to do that, why not do it this way? And that way you can keep the same existing structures and just determine who continues and who does not. And if I feel like if a school fails, someone else will pick up on that.
Right.
You know, education's valuable enough where I feel like people don't give a credit where credit's due that people would want to start something like that. Would want to start a charter school, want to start, a private school or even take over a public school in a low income area that failed because they know how to fix it.
Exactly. And make better education for those kids inside that inner city, you know.
Because I know they like to pretend that the right is all ignorant hillbillies and you've been wrong the entire fucking time, but the degree which you have been wrong has changed because now you've pushed all the moderates that were on the left either to be completely politically homeless or at this point, my views have not really changed. I've just changed the people that I've shared them with.
Right. Yeah.
So that says more about you. It says more about me because I have to, figure out where my path lies.
Right.
But, what I think is right and wrong has not changed.
Exactly.
Push me out of a group, then. I'm going to talk to people who will listen. If you don't want to listen, that's a failing on your part.
That's right. And I think, I think that we need more of, people listening to each other.
You do.
On both sides. And stop, just the media just slamming this crazy left. It's so hard. They've taken over. They're just so desperate to stay relevant. And lockstep with, the radical left and promoting that agenda. And
It's a lot of state-run news. Their egos are out of whack.
Yeah, it's just a lot of state-run media, I really feel now,
Yeah, it is state-sponsored,
So it's not going to be the truth. It's only going to be the truth they want to tell you. Which, we can go back to Giuliani. He said one time? He said, the truth isn't the truth. Still say that. I still repeat that. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The truth is what you can prove.
Or as X-Files said, the truth is out
there. It could be out there.
It's always out there. It's just whether or not you want to muddy the waters and obscure it for your own financial gain.
Right. Or political gain.
Yep.
Which happens all the time.
Unfortunately.
I'm kind of tired of the power-hungry politicians out there just fucking us all the time.
Everybody is, but we're too busy being divided into the ones that we hate to actually unite and go, let's stop all that shit.
But that's again, the politicians dividing us on purpose.
Well, it is because the left has taken their most extreme people, like the bitter, nihilistic, you know, vengeful type people, and prop them up, and they did that to win an election.
Yep.
And now it's like, well, they can't push them away, because then they won't be there when they need them for the midterms and for the next election.
Right.
So then they just have to deal with all this bullshit going on in their own very, you know, liberal cities, and just look the other way and be like, things are going great.
Everybody's
fine. And nothing's happening.
Yeah. Like at the Oscars.
You remember Trump?
Yeah. They built a wall around the Oscars with armed guards. Huh? Same people who are screaming defund the police. And how much they
if you're going to build a wall around the Oscars, I don't know who you're trying to keep out, because nobody wants in that shit.
And then they went in there and cleared out all the homeless
people.
People
like
feel
like they have to.
Like the week before, they went and rousted all the homeless people out of there. And,
oh, yeah. Just going around hitting them with sticks. Come on.
Get out of here. It's time to go. Moving day. Kick those tents over. Here's your bucket. Take your shit bucket.
I just think we need to restructure how the police
work. I think that the police are terrible.
Yeah.
They don't need guns. We don't need guns.
Get that fucking piss-filled homeless person out of my fucking Oscars venue.
Get that stinking-ass fucking homeless drug addict. You know?
Because celebrities are people.
They're people.
They are not people.
They're not.
They're no more people than Mark Zuckerberg is a person.
Okay, that guy's a droid.
Yeah.
He's a droid.
He looks like Data's accountant.
It's just like, I mean, what makes you so pasty? Do you paint your face like Jack White, you know?
The lack of human emotion.
It's just like
removes pigment from the skin.
When you hide yourself in a room.
I told you these white motherfuckers.
I'm in a deprivation tank 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Just floating in a sea of water, connecting with the world and the universe.
All right, he probably just jizzes on old EMAC. But yeah, I guess the last one was to go back. So the last one they brought up was lending, like talking about redlining and how it's like, well, you know, back in the day they wouldn't allow black people to get loans for homes or, you know, just financial lending in general.
Right.
So we tried to fix that already with something called subprime loans.
Right. Which we know what that turned out into.
Yeah, well, that turned into
the Great Short.
Yeah, that turned into the 2008 financial crisis. So that, like, we tried that. So, okay, so we can't give them homes. So let's just lend them money. So any sort of subprime loans, too, become very predatory, i.e., fucking those buy here, pay here car dealers. Payday loans,
and just astronomical
it's literally
interest
called
rates.
Predatory lending.
Yeah.
So
think about that.
If you have a government forced mandate that says that you will give loans to these people, the people with any sense of morality is like, no, I'm not going to do that, because then they won't be able to pay for it. I'm going to have to take their house back. The only people who are going to be okay with it are the ones like, yeah, we can make quick turnaround on that. We can just pass the debt off into somebody else. I know a guy that can do that. You just invite that in and then complain about what happens, like the system strikes once again, and it's really your own lack of fucking ideas.
Right.
So, long story short, putting people in a larger home they can't afford is not going to solve inequality.
Exactly.
You need to increase financial mobility, and the only way that I can see you do that is with employment.
Yes.
Hell, I'd even be okay with giving a tax break to businesses that open in low-income areas to provide jobs.
I'd even go that far to
say, is like, let's give them a tax incentive. You don't even have to call it a tax break.
Right. You can just say, hey, you know, if you decide to go into this, I guess you could say, urban redevelopment area.
Rather than dump money.
We're gonna cut you a break.
Rather than force people who already live in the cities and pay a larger amount of tax to also pay for lower-income areas just outside of those cities. So they pay more and the lower income people pay the same? Or are you talking about also taxing low income people?
Right.
Because both of those don't work.
Right. Hey, so we're coming up here on another 30 minutes and
we're
going to have something to eat. So we'll be back.
Yeah.
Peace, everybody. We'll be back.